The Breakfast Flakes podcast brought to you by the Blue Cat Bar and Grill. Next to the Roadside Event Center in Huntley, the Blue Cat, it's where it's at.
5:24, Tuesday, ballots are due today. If you feel strongly about what's going on in the city and you have the opportunity to vote, they advise that you drop your ballots off. Just like we're not mailing any of the trip qualifiers this entire week, we're just putting them on the list. So if you haven't mailed your ballot or dropped it off, you got to do that today because they are due today. 50,000 ballots were sent out, 29,000 of them are returned, which is higher than normal, and mostly tied to this $143 million parks bond. This bond encompasses 16 different projects, which include upgrading 9 parks, adding 6 trails, adding a large rec center near Amen Park, and this will be taken on by the people who pay property tax. Proponents are saying it's going to make our town safe. I would ask a Paul Mushaven type question. What if it passes, you do all this, and our town doesn't get any safer? Do we get some sort of refund? Do we look at that?
Well, the argument's always already been made that you don't need a $143 million recreation bill to make our streets safe. Because 2 years ago, we had 117 homicides.
Yeah.
This year, we've had 82. And we didn't build recreational facilities.
Hard to argue with that.
Okay, so we lowered them by 40% without building a recreational facility. All right? So how did we do that? Now we're full.
Yeah.
And the gang members that are on the streets, we can't put away, and they're shooting up. The article today, the three that happened over the weekend, gang shootings.
Right.
Gang shootings. So we've already shown you that we can reduce violent crime by not building recreational facilities.
You're exactly right.
Interview me, KTVQ, and I'll prove it to you. I'll show it. It's right there in the numbers. Right there in the numbers.
Well, the weekly report from the Billings City, 85 traffic crashes, 238 traffic stops, 181 arrests, 1,783 calls for service. Oh, yeah, and a few shootings. And we had the call yesterday, which I thought I saved but couldn't find. Guy spent 27 years in law enforcement. He says, when I was a cop, we didn't show up and deliver notices to appear. We hooked you up and took you to the jail.
Mm-hmm. So, once again, secure your weapons. A lot of the crimes are committed by people who steal weapons. So, let's look at it the other way.
Okay.
Let's look at it the other way. And that will cut down on crime. All right. Don't take any vehicles to shopping centers. None. Zero. Because they steal vehicles too. More vehicles are stolen than guns.
There you go.
All right. I don't see Tweedo or anybody saying, don't bring your vehicles to stores, recreational events, or work because they could be stolen.
Right.
All right. They can be stolen. They can break out the window and steal things. Nope, we don't say that, do we? By the way, everybody in this state has the right to carry a gun with them in their vehicle.
Yes, they do.
You're allowed to, but here's what we want to do. We want to make all of you law-abiding citizens out there who carry guns in your vehicles to capitulate to the crime sector of the population. All right. The reason there's crime, is it because we got bad people, gang members and people on the streets? We can't put them away. No, no. The reason we have crime is because law-abiding citizens have guns in their cars and they may not be as secure as they should be. That's the wrong way to do it. That's like saying the main reason that shoplifting is so bad is because these stores publicly display all of their products, Mark, and make it easier for the criminals to take them.
You're right.
See, that is the wrong way. You go after the criminal. You don't go after law-abiding citizens. They have the right to put guns in their cars. They can put a gun up in the headache rack in the back of their pickup if they're going hunting if they want. They can do that. They're allowed to do that. Yeah, but the criminals will see that and they'll break in. Well, then put the criminals behind bars then. Or when they shoplift, nail them. Nope. We're going to make the entire public cater to crime. That's what we're going to do. That's what we're going to do.
Mm-hmm.
Home burglaries around the city. Well, people aren't doing enough to prevent the criminals from breaking into your homes. You need security cameras. You need a golden security guard on your driveway. And no, we don't live like that as Americans. See, we're not supposed to have to give up our freedoms, folks, in order to deter crime. What we're supposed to do to deter crime is when you do the crime, you do the time.
Mm-hmm.
I've mentioned it numerous times, Barry Goldwater. Moderation in the pursuit of justice holds no virtue. And there you go. There you go. You know that Scheels and other stores like that, you know, folks, they put their sneakers out in public display. They're making it easy for criminals to go in and steal a pair of Nikes. We don't ask them, you need to take all those off the shelves and keep them in the back of the store. No. Same thing with the guns. You folks that are carrying guns to protect yourself and your vehicle or your hunting or doing whatever you want, you're the problem. You're the reason why all these gangbangers are running around shooting people. It's not because of the gangbanger. It's not because of the drugs. It's not because of the border. That's just dumb. See, that's the liberal progressive way of thinking. You go to everybody else and give the perpetrator the break. Bullcrap. That's not how it works. You people quit driving your cars if you're worried about it getting stolen. You don't have to worry about it. You're not allowed to Christmas shop. You know how many packages and cars are broke into at malls and things during Christmas? Because people are Christmas shopping. And they leave their bags in the back of the car and stuff. Because they're Christmas shopping. Because they have the right, damn it, and the freedom of as an American to do it. But yet, you know what they'll do if we see a big rash of crime at the parking lots? They'll tell everybody, do not leave any of your packages in your car. Secure them, do this and that, because there's criminals out there. And you're making it easier for a criminal to be a criminal. That's bullcrap. They always do that. They always do that, folks. It's like the COVID thing. It's like the COVID thing. There was less than 1% of the population that would have been susceptible to dying from COVID-19. But you know what they did? They made the whole damn country shut your restaurants down, limit your hours, put your tables far apart. Everybody had to wear masks. They shut some businesses down completely. All of that. So to why? To protect the 1% that should not be out.
True.
To protect them so they could still go out and do their everyday normal. They made everybody else pay the price for it. They were the ones that should have been staying home until it broke. Nope. Same with the criminals. All you people out there, you give up all your freedoms, all your liberties. You do all the work. You take all the precautions. That way, it's harder for the criminals. That's not the way it works. I'm not going to live my life like that.
Most of the people that listen to us aren't either.
I'm not living my life like that. Everything I do in life now, folks, is going to be determined by, will it make it easier for a criminal to be a criminal? I'm not living like that. I'm not going to do that. Every night in my backyard, I'm going to put my bicycles in the garage. I'm going to put my patio furniture in. I'm going to take my barbecue, and I'm going to make sure that's chained down to my driveway and the railing on my house. I'm going to remove my mailbox so nobody drives by and hits it with a bat. I'm going to put all my flower pots in the garage so they can't tip them over. I'm going to do that every gosh darn night. So it doesn't make it easier for the criminals to be criminals. Who in the hell wants to live like that? I don't. You gas stations. All of you gas stations have to quit putting your gas pumps outside. So when people fill up, they don't take off without paying for their gas. You see how dumb this is?
Yeah.
You banks. How dare you banks have cash inside of that place? Why, you make it easier for a criminal to come in and point a gun at you and take cash. Same with you casinos. Same thing. How about you liquor stores? convenience stores. You have all that merchandise on display. You know how easy you are making it for criminals to come in and steal a six-pack of beer or whatever? That's your fault. You have to do whatever you have to do to make sure criminals don't have an easy time being a criminal. And so we have a couple shootings related to gangbangers. That, folks, what don't you get about gangbangers? They have no respect for life. They'll shoot their own mother dead if they can. And you know whose fault it is? It's the people of this city who decide to carry guns with them for their own protection. No, that's not right. That's not right. Credit cards are stolen. You people shouldn't carry them. Your information is stolen. Don't do it in public. Your cell phones are stolen. You shouldn't be carrying your cell phones with you or leave your purse somewhere. They stole it. Well, then you women from now on, don't go out with a purse. You want to get somebody voted out.
Mm-hmm.
Tell women they can't carry a purse with them because of purse snatchers. What the hell? We don't live like that in America. We go after the bad guys and we put them away and we remove them from the streets. We don't remove your freedoms from something that's guaranteed for you.
Right on.
Damn it, Mark. What the hell's the matter with people? These people, they steal shopping carts all the time in town.
Mm-hmm.
So do the stores take the shopping carts away so people can't shop? Well, you know how we can fix that. You don't live your life like that in a box, in a shelter, and do it so criminals, it's tougher for a criminal to be a criminal. That's just dumb. I wasn't even expecting to go into that rant this morning.
I'm getting all kinds of messages. People agree.
Yep. We need your help. We have to make it. We have to make difficult for a criminal who's got it in his blood, who's been a criminal probably since he was 10. He's probably the kid I saw trying to take a toy out of the toy box. We have to make it difficult for them to be criminals. No, we have to put them away and remove them from society so we can all live in peace and non-fear and enjoy our country and our state and our city. That's what we need to do. Give me that crap. And these guys aren't going to be playing soccer and swimming at the Y.
Mm-hmm.
They're not going to do that. And here's another thing, since you pissed me off early, Wilson. Here's another thing. This big $143 million thing that everybody thinks is so great, all these recreational facilities and everything you're going to be voting on. Wonderful. Wonderful. Great. If it goes down, we'll find out tomorrow. I don't even know how many people will vote in this election. This is a city election,
mm-hmm.
and I didn't get ballot. I'm in the county. I don't get a city ballot.
50,000 ballots went out. 29,000 already back in.
29,000 back in. Okay, great. Let me give you a scenario, folks. Here you go. I got an answer to your recreational solution. Are you ready for this? See if you like this. All you people that vote for it said it's necessary, we need it, it would be wonderful. All you people that vote for it, if it goes down, say we get 35,000 votes, all right? Say it goes down 20,000, nay, 15,000 for. We can still get all of our recreational facilities. How do we do that? Very simple. This will be something right up your alley. You'll love this. Mayor Bill Cole should get behind it and all the city officials. Here's what we do. Simple solution. We start a GoFundMe page for the Billings recreational facilities, and you 15,000 people that all voted yes, you can all go to the GoFundMe page and you can donate every year for 20 years the amount of money that you were willing to give to the rec department and say your taxes would have gone up $400 for your house, all right? Let's just say $400 on average. $15,000 times $400 is $6 million a year. For 20 years, you can do that. You'll get, voila, imagine that, $120 million. You 15,000 people who love can carry the torch for your city with the GoFundMe page, and you can fund it and get all your recreational stuff. by giving that money that you were willing to give every year for 20 years.
And this is a better tax because this is a user tax.
You bet.
You plan on using it, then you go ahead and write the check.
And you don't have to rely on any taxpayer. You can do it.
Get ready for the holidays and have great times at the Roadside Event Center in Huntley. On Friday, November 10th, it's Can't Miss Music from the duo El Wencho. There are many fun classes in November, including painting, a cookie class with sweet sundries, and a giddy-up hat-burning class. There's even a Christmas candle-making party on Thursday, November 16th at 6. Our 2024 calendar is filling up fast. Find all our special events on Facebook, the Roadside Event Center, where memories are made.
You can lead the way. GoFundMe. There it is. There's their money. Everybody's happy and win. Will they do that? Nope.
No.
And you know why? Because I don't want to pay it if everybody doesn't have to pay it.
Right.
Well, how does that feel? Because there's a lot of people on the other side that don't want the recreational facilities. And if they don't want to pay it and it passes, guess what? They have to pay it. There you go. GoFundMe. GoFundMe. And I know a lot of you out there want to go finger me right now because I'm not doing that. Well, that's fine. See?
But it shows the kind of person you're.
Exactly. Yeah. If it means the world to you, then you can fund it. You and your 15,000 or how many vote for it, you can all still do it and carry the torch, and it won't affect you one bit. 20 years, you can just send it in for 20. They can get $6 million a year for 20 years if 15,000 vote for it. Go ahead. You can do it on your own. Just think how good that would be for you folks. You don't even need the other taxpayers to do it. You can do it on your own.
Mm-hmm. And take pride in it.
Yeah, that's
pride,
right.
Pride in ownership.
Hell yeah. Never will do it, will they? Nope, never will. So we'll see what happens. In the meantime, folks, as they ask for $143 million today, our government is on the verge of another shutdown. We're broke.
Mm-hmm. Again.
Again. You know that 40-day thing that they passed? That's running out. And so we're getting to the deadline where we're going to have another government shutdown. And they need more money. And where they go for it? You.
Yeah.
They either borrow it, print it, or tax it. Either way, all three of those, they all come from you.
They all come from you.
Yep. Next time the chief's in, I'm gonna ask him about that. I love our police chief.
He's a good man.
I'm going to ask him about that. Let's make the public make all the concessions for the crime. I don't like that. You know, shut your shades at night so they can't see in your house. Do all this stuff, this and that. Don't sleep with your windows open. Remove all your guns. Put all your lawn furniture and all your things inside. Lock the garage door. You know, all this. Make all the concessions so it's tough for a criminal to be a criminal. No. You know, we're having Stacy Zinn in today, folks. She's a DEA agent. And we're going to have her in this morning about 7:40 or so. I'm going to ask her to give us the DNA of a gangbanger. Okay? I want you folks to listen to. She knows.
Oh, yeah. Better than anybody.
I'm going to have her give you the makeup of a gangbanger. I think that would be very interesting. Nobody else, I'll bet, has asked her that question. What's in their DNA? What's their background? What are they made of? What are their likes? What do they do for a living? Huh? How do they recreate? They play hockey on Thursdays and Fridays. She knows.
Mm-hmm.
That was a DEA agent for, God, a quarter of a century. We're going to ask her that today, okay? For people like Mayor Bill Cole and others that believe if we have these recreational facilities, these gangbangers will be attracted to that and give up their ways of crime. Are you kidding me? Well, we're going to find out today. She's going to come in. I'm going to ask her that. And, of course, once again, folks, nobody else will take the direction that I take. And I don't understand why. All the well, I do understand why. All these news stations and stuff, they all jump on board. Yeah, yeah. You people need to do all this to make it. And they just, they, yeah, that's what we got to do. And they're all wrong. They even take the, well, if we build all these recreational facilities, these gangbangers will have tons of fun and be playing and won't be doing their gangbang stuff anymore. What the hell's the matter with those people, Mark? And they take the same approach. Well, you folks are the ones that need to do all the work to make sure that criminals, it's not easy for a criminal. You need to do it. You need to give up all of your freedom. That's bull. Not doing it. Hey, folks, have you heard anything lately about the Ukraine?
No.
I haven't. I look all the time. The latest of the Ukrainian war with Russia? That's been put on the back burner now. You know, Russia's still firing missiles every day in the Ukraine. Every day. Hundreds of them. How come the Billings Gazette and AP and CNN and all the others aren't putting pictures of the people who lost their loved ones in the Ukraine? How come they're not in the paper? We see Palestinians crying over their loved ones that were hit by a rogue missile. How come we're not seeing the pictures in the paper or on Q2 or anywhere else from the people in the Ukraine that have been being barraged by missiles and weaponry for, gosh, almost 2 years now? Why aren't they parading those people around? Why? Remember the mass exodus out of the Ukraine? Hundreds of thousands of people with their belongings walking down the streets, leaving Ukraine as Russia bombarded them with missiles, trying to get into Poland and other places. Why aren't we seeing those pictures? Nope. The only thing we're seeing is we're seeing how bad Israel is. That's what we're seeing. These anti-Semitic press people piss me off. We're gonna paint a picture of Israel being the bad guy here. What about the people in the Ukraine leaving? Burying their dead? No, we're not going to do that. Yeah. Folks, you see how slighted this media is in this country?
Yes, it is.
It's awful. It's sickening. And the problem is everybody buys it. All these protesters, they all bought it. They were all groomed soldiers. They all bought it. They're the bad guys. You don't know crap about war and fighting. Nothing. You don't know. You're a 25-year-old skull full of mush that's been indoctrinated and brainwashed by our educational system. You have no idea about pain, suffering, what people are going to, loss, hatred, the Nazis. You have no idea. None. Don't see anything about the Ukraine anymore. Not one thing. They don't care about those people.
No. We have reporters embedded in Israel.
Oh, yeah. But we did care about Joe Biden going to the Amtrak place yesterday. Yeah, he went there. And
we got to get him reelected.
$16 billion he's doling out for Amtrak now. Part of his infrastructure thing, going to the unionized places of Amtrak. As he went after his vacation in Delaware again. All weekend long at his beach house. You know, folks, he's missed 40% of all of his days as president. 40%. He goes away every single weekend. He leaves Thursday, comes back late Monday. And look at the shape that our country's in and the world's in. And he's gone 3 or 4 days a week out of the 7. Amtrak Joe. Oh, yeah, that's what they call him, Amtrak Joe. Joe Biden has promoted new cash for Amtrak as he visited Bear, Delaware to announce $16 billion in funding for 25 rail projects between Boston and Washington. Bear is close to Wilmington, where Biden has a home and spends many weekends away from the White House. Many? See what they do?
Yeah.
Every weekend. His investments will help trains run faster and cut delays. And create union jobs. It's a payoff. It's a buyout, is what it is. That's what he did yesterday.
Get ready for the holidays and have great times at the Roadside Event Center in Huntley. On Friday, November 10th, it's Can't Miss Music from the duo El Wencho. There are many fun classes in November, including painting, a cookie class with sweet sundries, and a giddy-up hat-burning class. There's even a Christmas candle-making party on Thursday, November 16th at 6. Our 2024 calendar is filling up fast. Find all our special events on Facebook, the Roadside Event Center, where memories are made.
Good thing I'm taking my super beats to keep my blood pressure down. You have 4 days left, folks, to get in for the Flakes trip.
Which, if you can't make it, will be broadcast on Twitch.
What?
Yeah. Now, nobody in the hallway told me that, but as I was looking through the Cat Country Facebook page, I saw that. Now, it's just to watch it. You still have to be at the event to win.
Yeah.
And non-transferable, so you can't give it to somebody.
Well, we better put a warning up on Twitch.
We're okay.
Are we?
Have you ever watched, well, I know you haven't, the sitcom Two and a Half Men?
Uh-uh.
You and I will be fine. Just answering some messages. None of our early morning listeners will be voting for that $143 million levy.
Oh, I'll bet.
And Q2 had a story. Q2 said that Broadview does not want any pot shops. And it was a great interview with, I'd call him an old timer, but the mayor out there. And this sounds like something we'd say. I don't want those people coming out here and setting up shop and God knows who's going to follow them.
That's right.
Because you're not just getting the drug. You're getting the drug users.
Well,
good for them. That's good. And there's a school there.
Yeah.
School right there. Article today, this is kind of interesting. We've talked about this. I think we did this once before in our One Line Monday. 55, folks, 55 out of the 69 schools that are in major college football. 55 out of the 69 now sell alcohol at the stadiums on game day. It's up dramatically. Why? Experts said it is a reliable revenue stream.
Exactly right.
It picked up in 2019 when the Southeastern Conference cleared the way for the sales at the football stadiums. Some people get as excited about tailgating as they do the football game. We have a gal here who loves her tailgating.
Mm-hmm.
And so they allowed booze outside of the football stadiums. That was never a problem. School said, wait a minute, we're losing out on millions and millions of revenue. According to the survey, the Power 5 conference schools and Notre Dame, 55 of 69, 80% now sell alcohol in public areas of their stadium on game days. The remaining schools, some sell alcoholic drinks in non-public areas of the venue, like suites and others. University of Wisconsin is one. They do not sell alcohol to the general public at football games, but they will begin selling booze, though, at their basketball and hockey games.
Hmm.
And we know those are the two sports that gangbangers will go to the most. Alcohol has been sold in football stadiums in various ways for years, but the number of schools willing to do it picked up in the late 2010s. And since the SEC made the decision, other Power 5 conferences followed suit. Since 2019, 16 schools have now come on board, including Michigan State, Kentucky, Stanford. They all start selling beer at the football stadiums. Michigan's governor, Democrat Gretchen Whitmer, signed legislation in July lifting the state's ban on alcohol being sold at sporting events. University of Michigan did not make alcohol available at the Big House this fall. They're waiting to see how it goes at their basketball and hockey games this winter. It's different than pro sports. They serve alcohol at all pro sports venues. University of North Carolina, meanwhile, is in their fifth season of selling Twisted Tea, Modelo, White Claw, and other booze at their games. Some people said, based on their observations, people still prefer, though, tailgating.
Mm-hmm. Well, that had to be part of the thought process.
Mm-hmm.
Look, the fans are going to be drinking anyway, and they'll be sneaking stuff in.
Here's what they said, which makes perfect sense. Look, people are still going to want to buy and pay grocery store prices versus stadium prices.
Yeah.
No doubt. North Carolina alcohol has helped their bottom line. They had $4 million in sales during the 19 to 20 athletic year. It quadrupled that number last year. Athletic departments typically are not profitable anyway, so alcohol has become a new revenue stream. Some people always have joke prices at tailgates are much better than prices at stadiums.
Mm-hmm. Well, that's they want to make money, but they're trying to keep the amount of drunks down.
Many of the adults will buy a beer or two when they're in watching the game, but prefer the atmosphere of a tailgate. So,
hey, University of Montana started a beer garden this year in the stadium.
Oh, yeah, they did, didn't they?
Yeah.
That's right. Yeah, they did. Well, if you are a University of Montana Grizzly football fan, mm-hmm. you have an excuse to be drinking.
Well, they're number two or three in the poll now.
They are?
I know.
How did that happen?
I don't know how they... Well, one more win. So they're 8-2 instead of 7-2. And the Bobcats lost to the number one team is one of their losses.
Right.
So I don't know how the Grizz jumped over them, but... Hey, coming up a week from Saturday, we're going to find out how
that's
everybody's
right.
ranked.
That's right. We'll find out, won't we? Yep. That's right. Hmm. So it's a revenue stream, no doubt about that. I mean, you can't argue with that. It brings in revenue. Concessions are big for high schools.
Right.
That's why I've always said you're making an economic mistake by charging all of the students at the schools to get into their schools' games and show support for their teams. You're making a huge mistake charging them to get in. All students should get in free. Mm-hmm. They will spend $10 on pizza sticks, pretzels, and pop at those games. They will. They just will. It's their school. It's their friends. It's their team. Let the kids in free. Free. You have, Mark, I always say this. You got 2,500 seats in the gymnasium. It's not going to cost you any more for lighting and heating if you let the extra students in to take the seats that aren't used. Mm-hmm. You're only going to increase revenue.
Mm-hmm.
Nope. We're going to charge those kids to get into that game. They should be free. I've always said that.
Mm-hmm.
They should be free.
I agree.
Then they'll spend the money there. In fact, the more kids that are in, the less the heating bill.
Well, and not only that, and that side should care about that. You know, you're discriminating against the poor kids.
And it keeps the gangbangers off of the streets.
Mm-hmm.
They would go to their high school games. We've learned that now from Q2 and all the others.
Mm-hmm.
These 16, 17-year-old gangbangers, they wouldn't much rather be sitting at the girls' volleyball game than they would out on the street busting a cap on somebody and making drug deals.
Right, making $500 or going to the high school basketball game.
They told us that. We know that. But back to the main point, those kids should all get in free.
Mm-hmm.
All get in free. And it will maybe that will have an impact. Maybe that will give them something to do besides roaming the streets.
Mm-hmm.
Let them in free. I want to hear all of the arguments from athletic directors and school principals of why the students at their schools should not get into the games free without paying.
Mm-hmm.
We give them free lunches when they're there.
Right.
We give them all that. Everybody can get a free lunch. But we can't let you into the game free. You see how dumb that sounds?
Mm-hmm.
And they bring $5 with them and they buy pizza sticks.
Mm-hmm.
And it keeps them at least into some other kind of activity for 2 to 3 hours a night versus out there smoking pot or sitting in a parking lot in a car waiting to get in trouble or something.
I'd rather have my kid at a basketball game.
Me too.
Than out driving around.
Absolutely. It should be free. Who's going to be their first school that does that? Who's going to be the first one to lead the way to make the change? See, folks, you get some crazy ideas, but you also get some solutions here too for folks out there. And
well, we've always been like that. It's not just complaining and whining.
No,
solutions too.
But you know, a lot of it's got to be our decision. Look.
There's a lot of that.
We're so much smarter than you guys.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we all went to college and are educated. We know how to do this kind of thing. Leave it to us.
Read any of our articles, Paul or I, that we wrote, and somebody disagrees with it politically, one of the first things they always go to is, well, You're just a disc jockey.
Yeah, well, I was a dad, too, and I was a businessman and a parent of athletes. So, and I was a student athlete, all that. I was also that, too.
Right.
I'm not just an asshole. All right. Yeah, I'm that once in a while, too. I get it. We all are. Who isn't out there? See, thank you, Mark.
I am.
Once in a while.
I try not to be, but some days I'm just not strong.
But these two big ones have a free trip to give away, and you got 4 days to get in.
That's right. All right. 6:08.
The Breakfast Flakes podcast brought to you by the Blue Cat Bar and Grill. Next to the Roadside Events Center in Huntley. The Blue Cat. It's where it's at.